Redskins fans everywhere cringed when Robert Griffin III took that crunching hit Sunday against the Falcons and was knocked out of the game with a concussion. It's something that happens in youth games on a regular basis, and a concussion has even knocked Dale Earnhardt Jr. out of his next two NASCAR races.
Here to talk about it, USA Today sports columnist Christine Brennan. Thanks for being here, Christine.
Hillary, Sean, great to be with you. Thank you.
What a story, these concussions. And, of course, RG3 is back to practice. He looks on track to play this weekend. What's your sense of all this?
Well, my sense certainly on the issue of RG3 is, as you said in the promo coming into this, what's the rush? The contrast here, you guys, I think is stunning when you look at what's going on with the Washington Nationals. Here in the same city, the ultimate contrast. Strasburg, I know you've had the poll today and people talking about whether he should have been shut down or not. But nonetheless, the Washington Nationals, due to his arm, not his head, decided for precautionary reasons, as we all know, to take him out of the pennant chase and the playoffs. A very, very big deal and controversial, what have you. Nonetheless, they did it. Here's RG3. This is his second concussion. He had one, of course, Sunday. He had one last year, his senior year in college. And this is two. It's very significant, a tough time in the NFL talking about this issue and over 3,000 players and families suing the National Football League from many, many years ago. And to think that the Redskins, and maybe they are, maybe they won't play him, but what's the rush? This is not a playoff game. It's not going to get you into the playoffs. It just is amazing to me that it seems like they're just going to go right ahead and let him play. And that's why I've asked the question.
You talked to Andre Ware, who won a Heisman Trophy 20 or more years ago, playing a relatively similar style as RG3. What is he telling you?
It was interesting. I talked to him, Sean, about something else, and then I just happened to ask him. It turns out he's a mentor and a dear friend of RG3. And his quote throughout our interview, which I put in my column, just it's crazy to rush. It's crazy if you're not 100% sure. And let's be fair, maybe the Redskins will be 100% sure, although I don't know how you are 100% certain with concussions these days and what we know about them. So Andre Ware brings up some fascinating points as a cautionary tale about the fact that RG3 should be the leader of the Redskins for the next 10 to 12 years and what is wrong with missing one game and even holding him out of practice. Why hasn't Shanahan even done that? That's what Andre Ware is asking.
Do you have any sense that perhaps owners and the NFL aren't on the same page when it comes to this issue?
I wouldn't be surprised. You know, I covered the Redskins in the 80s and all kinds of issues about doctors saying, not sure if he should play, and sure enough, the guy's playing. You would think, Hillary, that everyone would know so much more than they did back to, 20, 25, 30 years ago. That's the part that's troubling. And again, if RG3 is fine, okay. I just don't understand with two concussions in 1 year and the way he plays and how jarring that hit was, as we all know, the thought that he would play on Sunday and then go outside, run outside the pocket, and what happens if he's hit again, that's a scary thought for a young man with an incredible future.
Christine, thanks for your insight. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Christine Brennan, USA Today sports columnist, consultant for ABC News.